All right. Technical.
All right, you were telling me about Vegas and the hotel you picked.
Vegas and the hotel. So the guy picks the hotel, and apparently the guy before, the boss would want to roll, and it would take him, no joke, especially when you're on the strip, you've got to go down to where the parking is, and then the car's so big he couldn't park where the regular cars were. It was like way, way, way out, and it would take him at least 15 minutes to get to the car. And then when you get out, you've got to go on the strip. You can't just go right there. You've got to go all the way like around and around and around to come back. And it would take him a half hour to get the car. So it made sense to have it where it was. And I knew I was in a shithole. And I'm like, hey, as long as the car doesn't get fucked with, I'm fine. I wasn't worried so much about myself. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting, and it was working out perfect. I'm in and out, bam, bam, bam. I could literally, he would call and say, hey, I'm coming downstairs. I would fucking jump in the car, bam, I would be at the front door. He would walk out, we would jump in and roll. It was perfect.
Okay.
So it was perfect, perfect. Then on, I don't know what day it was, Monday or Tuesday, I'm walking out of my room, heading to the car. It's like 7:30 in the morning. And as I pass a room, a door opens and a fucking dirty fucking crackhead walks out of the room. Just filthy fucking dirty white trash fucking lady crackhead. And I look and I'm like, the fuck is she doing in this room? And then I'm like, well, then I'm like, is she a hooker? But she's super dirty. And then I'm like, if you're in a hotel room, why wouldn't you take a shower?
Right. Are you robbing the place?
That's what she was doing. So I walk up to the car and I get in the car and I'm sitting there and I'm setting the car up, and I see her. Like when she saw me too, she stopped and turned back towards the room. And I just was like, immediately in my head, it was like, why is that person so dirty? Why aren't they in a shower? This is weird. What the fuck's going on? And then after I get in the car, she comes walking out and she's carrying like bags of shit. And she walks out and I watch her walk across the parking lot to the end where some other dude crackheads are standing and starts handing the bags over the fence to them. So they're robbing that room. She got into that room somehow, and they are now robbing that room. So I drive to the front office, and I go, hey, there's some crackheads robbing the room two doors down from me right now. And it's a teenage girl at the front desk, and she looks at me like, okay, thanks for letting me know. And then she calls. There's no security. They don't have security.
Right.
So she calls the manager on a walkie-talkie. Management, I need management. And then as we're standing there, I see the lady walking out because the hotel, they put a fence around it. So shit like that to prevent stuff like that from happening.
Right.
And the lady has to walk out of the front of the property to get out. And I see her walk out and walk down the strip and then turn back to where she just handed all that shit over the fence. And I'm like, there she goes right now. And they're like, oh, okay. And then a customer walked up and then she just blew it off. So I immediately went back to my room, got all of my shit and put it in the car.
Right. Yeah.
And then I had a ton of downtime. Literally sometimes I would drop off the bus and I would go just drive around looking for another hotel. Cause what I was trying to do, I'm like, there's gotta be a better place.
Yeah. There's gotta be someplace else.
There's not another place that's convenient to where I need to be that has parking.
Right.
And what's weird too, where I'm at, one side of the street was pretty nice. The other side of the street where I was fucking armpit of the earth. And as you went, and I drove for miles, it was for miles and miles and miles. Like everything east of the strip is just fucking shithole. A shithole.
Oh, yeah.
It's forever. And then the other side of the strip, I went over there a couple times because there's restaurants and stuff over there. That's almost like Orange County-ish or Valencia-ish, like nice and like the track housing.
Right.
And they don't have any of that over there. That area is on one side of the strip is nice. And then on one side of the other side of the strip, it's not nice. It's fucked up. And it's fucked up bad. Then I was at a 7-Eleven and I walk in, I'm getting gas, and there's these like dudes that are, and I'm in that shit part of town, and they're just walking in, stealing shit, just walking in, just grabbing shit and just walking out, like not even giving a fuck, just walking out with shit.
And what's the 7-Eleven guy doing?
It's a lady, and she's looking at him, and she's terrified. And she's looking at him, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? And everywhere I went, it was just crackheads doing crackhead shit and tweakers and fucked up people. They're fucked up. It's bad, man. It's really, really bad. Like, I don't want to go back to Vegas. I didn't like it so much.
Right.
And I don't have money anyways. I can't go to the resorts and gamble and do fun shit. I'd have to go out and do hood shit. And the hood shit is bad.
I was reading articles on conspiracy theories on the Vegas shooter. And, you know, like there's a lot of stuff about the sheriff covered up all the shit because, you know, it's an elected sheriff and he gets all of his campaign donations from MGM, who owned the casino. So they were like, that's why he shut down that investigation early. That's why you didn't hear, you know, like.
Yeah, that's still the crazy one. Like the rest of them, we've got their manifesto on the news within 24 hours.
No, totally. You know where, you know everything about them, you know their family. That one got covered up and that is Vegas 100% just not, they want you to forget that ever happened.
Yeah, because they want you to go back to Vegas.
Right.
They don't want you to go east of the strip though, I promise you that.
Nope.
That's the only thing over there that is usable is UNLV and the airport. The rest of it is shithole.
I've never been to the UNLV campus. I've been to, obviously to the airport, but I've never been over on the campus. Is the campus like surrounded by shittiness?
Yes, but so is USC, is Georgetown. Right. There's a ton of really badass schools that are surrounded by shitholes. But God, it's just
is UNLV awful. A good academic school, or do they just have some good sports?
They once upon a time had a fluky great basketball team. They've got a decent football program, but they're kind of small. And that's about it.
Because I've only heard mention of it in the context of some sports stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never heard like, a UNLV graduate in business or whatever. You know, like I don't know even know what that college is known for.
Someone just told me their kid is up for like scholarship on track and field and he wants to go there. And
known for that?
And that's what I said. I go, are they like a great track school? And he goes, no, not at all. But it was like computer program, some computer. There was something there that they specialize in, a program that he wants to graduate in.
Okay.
That he wants to work in. So he goes, he's probably going to go there so that he can go. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. But
yeah, me neither. I've never heard anybody really talk about that, like their kids going there, or I don't know any graduates from there. Like I've never heard much stories about UNLV. I forget it's even there.
Other than Shug went there, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yes, I'm pretty sure Shug Knight played football at UNLV, if I'm not mistaken. Which is not much to brag about.
No.
Especially since he's not known for football. Right. God, speaking of football, that is starting up. I've been watching a lot of preseason and being a very happy person.
Nothing exciting yet, though, because preseason is all nobody trying to get hurt and guys who aren't going to be on the team, right?
The exciting thing happened today in sports is the Lakers got fucked.
What happened now?
The guy they signed, it was the sketchy one, the guy Boogie Cousins, who was coming off an injury, off a bad injury, and then last year playing for Golden State got hurt again and is coming off of that injury. Today tore his ACL, will miss the entire season.
Oh, so they spent all that money and now he doesn't even gonna get to play.
The good news is everyone was so worried because the first injury he had was an Achilles, which is a career ender, especially in fucking basketball.
Okay.
So they were like, yeah, we got to see how that goes. If you can come back from an Achilles, we don't think so. So no one was offering him max deals. So he took like a shit.
Tentative.
Yeah. He took a shit deal and he was going to prove himself coming back. And then it sucked in training. Now he's hurt himself and will miss the year with a separate, an ACL tear.
Okay.
But that's bad because he was that third wheel they needed as far as they were betting on him.
So does that mean that the Clippers are going to be better?
I think the Clippers are already going to be better. Kawhi Leonard and George are freaking. And the Clippers were good last year with nobody. They made the playoffs and did it like a serious run. Right. They looked good last year. Yeah, so they still got all those guys. Yeah, they're good, good. Lakers, we don't know, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens this season with all those changes that they both teams have made.
I know. It's going to be nuts.
I saw that they just revealed the improvements to the Coliseum today.
What the hell does that mean? For what? For USC? Because the Rams are gone after this season.
Yeah, no, USC is now, you know, it's their official home, and it's now the something Airlines.
Oh, yeah, the United, but it's called the LA Coliseum, the United Airlines. They made them rename it because the way they named it, people got pissed because it's a legendary facility. So it's called like United, it's the United Airlines Field at the LA Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. They said they replaced all the seats and all, you know, like there's, I don't know, so it was something stupid like 300 TVs around. So anytime you go to concessions, you can see the game. And I don't know, they've tried to remodel that place before.
Yeah. But it's so historical, you can't really get into it to make it right. You can't tear enough of it out without fucking up the integrity of what it really is. And it is an amazing place and has hosted some historic athletic events.
It's the only venue to have hosted two Olympics, I believe they said. So
yeah.
And it's about to have three.
God. That's going to be crazy.
Well, in 8 years or whatever, but...
8 years, I'll be dead.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll make that Olympics.
I remember being a little kid and going, hey, when we knew the Olympics were coming to L.A., and then, you know, however many years in advance. And I remember the first thing I thought was, I will be old enough to drive. I could drive myself to the Olympics. That was the first thought I had.
Do you remember the torch run? I remember the torch running by my house. I lived at the time on the other side of Burbank off of Glen Oaks, and the torch came down. We all went to see the torch come by on Glen Oaks.
God.
Dude, they ran that thing all around the city.
Dude, speaking of sports, we are like up to our butt in volleyball right now.
So what, with the new club or?
No, that doesn't. Well, there's stuff with that, meetings with that, but that doesn't start up till
after school,
like October, November, okay. I think. But dude, they have to do. I went and watched practice because I picked her up just now, and the coach of course started late, so she went really late. They have a dude who's the assistant coach who's full grown ass man, 20 something years old, and they have him hit the ball at those girls, dude, as hard as he can, like crank it at them, because the theory is if they can deal with that, they'll deal with any girl, high school girl. I was fucking like, holy shit. I would run from that ball if it was coming at me.
Right. Yeah, I don't want somebody hitting as hard as they can at me.
And he played, I'm sure he played, you know, some major college program somewhere. And he's
right.
And when you specialize in a sport like that, you're really fucking good at it. Yep. It's crazy how hard he plays. Fucking hard he plays against these girls. I'm just like, oh my God. He's going to kill one. Like, I've seen girls too. Like this year, I'm starting to see now with the big girls that you'll see girls, the ball comes so fast at a girl, it'll hit them and like knock them down. Like it's coming that fucking hard and that fast. Just like, damn, that game's getting fast at that higher level.
I had to take Lucy. So in the off season, we pay her coach to be like a personal trainer.
Yeah, like private lesson stuff.
Yeah, and they do it at the school. You know, she has a gym, so it's just kind of like extra money for her, and it's a good way to keep yourself in good graces with the coach. You're basically bribing. Well, Lucy had a session with her. You know, we're coming all the way from Burbank. The chick was 40 minutes late.
Yikes.
I was pissed, and then so then because my ex was out of town, I had both kids and whatever. So when she got back, I'm like, what the fuck is up with this coach? I pay her. You know, I'm like, let's not do this anymore. And she was trying to defend her, but 40 fucking minutes late. I sat there in a parking lot with both kids waiting for her for 40 minutes.
That super sucks for Bing.
Yeah. Oh, no. The whole school year sucks for Bing. I feel so bad for him. Lucy has, she took zero period, which means she starts at 7:20 in the morning because she wanted a study hall before she has to go to basketball practice. So already he has to get to school an hour earlier and get up earlier than he needs to. But on Mondays,
yeah,
there's basketball practice at 6:30 in the morning.
Jesus.
Which means he will have to be there to drop her off, and then he'll just have, because they live closer to the school than I do, but it's not close enough to go back and forth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They don't live like a few blocks away. So
he's got to go no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. The good news is normally on a Sunday night he's here, and so he'll just, I take him because I have to go to work anyway, so I take him to school.
Yeah.
So he won't have to get there that early. I mean, we usually are just leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
God.
But we leave early when they're here. But it's funny, because of her fucked up schedule, they have to get up just as early now when they're at their mom's. It used to be, oh, shit, we're coming to dad's, we have to get up early. But now it's the same time. It takes the same amount of time for me to get him to school as it does for her.
Yeah, that sucks. Especially since Bing's got some days a couple hours to kill before school starts.
No, and it sucks because every day Bing doesn't need to be there for an hour, you know, until an hour later. And by the way, her kid started, what do they call it now? TK, pre-K. So she goes to school now. Oh. So that poor little kid has to deal with getting to school an hour and a half early, and, you know.
Oh, God, and that's messed up too.
No, I feel bad for that kid. And Lucy has training every day after school, so she doesn't get out until 4:15. And again, they can't, you know, Bing gets out of school at 2:45 or whatever. They can't, if they drove back, they would have to turn around the second they got back and come back for Lucy. So they have to kill an hour after school too. And it's all because of Lucy's basketball.
Oh, God.
And so I tried to explain to her, because they were here for like the last week and a half.
Yeah,
I tried to explain to her to not be so mean to Bing, because she is the reason that he gets tortured on a regular basis.
Yeah.
He spends extra hours in cars and killing, you know, like I don't know what he does with his mom, but what we did every day, we'd go to school, we'd drop off Lucy, then he and I would go get breakfast somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
just to kill freaking time.
Yeah. It was McDonald's, a donut shop, Starbucks. I mean, we hit any place that we could do like a 25, 30 minute breakfast at.
Carl's Jr.
yeah, that Carl's Jr. Their breakfast selection kind of sucks.
They have a weird like breakfast burger that I look at, because I go to Carl's Jr. a lot right now on my diet, because I get Western bacon burgers with lettuce instead of buns.
Yeah. They'll do. They're very, if for a place that really is super serving fat guys, they do have some options. They have the Beyond Meat or whichever Impossible Burger. I don't know which. And you're right. I saw on the menu the other day, they're like, you can request any burger as a lettuce wrap.
Yeah. And they bang, and it's good, and it bangs out. It's nice. And you know who else does that nicely? Is Jack in the Box.
I never go to Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. And this is why I go to Jack in the Box. They have, if I find a Jack in the Box, there's no Carl's Jr. around, they have a fake Western barbecue bacon cheeseburger. Oh. It's a bite on it. It's a little smaller, but they also will make a lettuce wrap out of it. And it's perfect for me.
I don't not go there because I don't like it. It's just, there's very, like, Burbank has one, and it's on the other side of town, nowhere near me. It's over by the, you know, like the Target. It's over there.
There's always sketchy people at Jack in the Box. Like,
yeah, and then
weird.
The only one, the one closest to my work is off of Canaan, which is still not close to my work. So I'm four exits after that or whatever. So,
God,
you know, so like, it's just, there's not, I was thinking about the other day too. I never go to Burger King for the same reason.
You got like Burger King right there off Canaan too.
Yeah, which is not my exit for work, and not, you know, I'd have to drive in a car to go there for lunch. And at that point, it's not worth it.
I have a place now that I go to on Friday mornings before work. Every Friday I go there, and it's gotten to the point of I walk in and the dude puts my food on the grill because he knows what I'm getting.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's one of those, like, Troy's Burgers or, you know,
some, oh, like a local burger yeah. place.
And I love that stuff. And a lot of times I'll go in there and I will, it's like Friday, so maybe I won't pack a lunch and I'll order breakfast and I'll eat breakfast and then I'll order lunch and just put it in the refrigerator at work and heat it in the microwave.
Right. Right.
Same thing. I get a lettuce wrap burger there. Oh, if I get lunch.
Right.
Otherwise, it's steak and eggs, the perfect breakfast, only it's really hard to pass on the toast and hash browns.
Oh, right.
God.
Well, you know what I did? I took the kids to, we went out to breakfast on Sunday. We went to Talleyrand, and you know who was our waitress?
Who?
The annoying blonde lady. Remember her?
Oh, my God, yeah.
With the bob cut? And they were, the kids were like, oh, my God, that lady's nuts. And I'm like, that lady has been nuts for 20-some years plus here, because you and I would go in there and have that crazy lady as our waitress.
Yeah, and she'd talk to you and was fucking weird.
At 500 miles per hour and you know, and like say crazy shit. She did the same shit to us on and it's funny because the other day somebody said to me, oh, I went to Talleyrand, but our waitress was kind of nuts. And I'm like, did she have a bob haircut and was blonde? Because I think I know what your problem was.
I know exactly who you had.
Yep.
God. I also have a body problem right now.
A body?
Yes, a body problem. Okay. I hate my body right now. I am in the middle of, I had to buy a bunch of fucking clothes, which is pissing me off because my work clothes are fucking expensive. Suits
right.
cost a
Suits
lot.
Suits are not cheap.
Yeah, and shirts. Now, here's what happened. I've lost a ton of weight, so none of my pants fit. All my pants look right. like, they look like I'm wearing like a little kid wearing like my dad's clothes. That's what they look
right, like.
Like
a big sack.
Yeah, and when I have like the belt cinching it up, and now my belts, I've already bought one belt, and now what happens is as you get to where they tighten them, you've got this big flap hanging off the side. It doesn't look cool. Like you have right. this extra side of the belt hanging out. Right. So I got that. But so last night I went and bought new pants and they fit
okay.
and they're like four sizes smaller than I was wearing
That's
three
awesome.
Months ago. And I'm like, cool. But here's what's weird. Being a fat guy for a very long time, I have fucking hugely gigantic fucking calves. My calves are muscly
oh,
and
so they're
big.
Tight on your pants.
Okay. And my pants that fit now, the new smaller size pants, every time you sit down, and I know this because almost every pair of pants I fucking wear, when you sit down, your pants go up. Like
right.
you go up like 6 inches or so or four yeah. inches, whatever. But when I stand up, they don't go back down. They literally, I look like Urkel.
They're stuck on your calves.
Yes, they stick. So when it goes up, the material sticks on my calves, and then it looks like right. I have, like, Urkel pants on. And I right. literally have to bend over and grab each leg and manually pull it down every time I stand up. Every fucking time. Like, now if I'm somewhere, and especially I'm somewhere with, like, when I'm with my boss and I'm at a, we're at a fancy restaurant. I'm just like, I stand.
Right.
And I'm not
like,
going
to.
Yeah.
Over
I don't
want to
walk out with my freaking pants up looking like I'm wearing like fucking Urkel pants.
Right.
Oh, it's annoying. So now you got to.
And I don't know any solution for that. I can't think of any
custom pants
made.
Custom. That's what I'd have to do. I'd have to get custom pants.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have to get a tailor, right?
Yeah. Which would be way more expensive. Now I am going to go get. And I needed to buy new clothes before I could do this. And I'm going to take in the pants that are too big and go get them altered. But before, I only have three suits.
Yeah. That way you can get them fitted.
Yeah. I only have three suits. So I couldn't be down a suit like in my rotation
right.
for work during the week. I'm always get like one could be in the dry cleaners and I got two. And then I'm always flipping, but I don't think I could lose one for alterations. Yeah. So.
No. And it takes like a week or something for alterations. Doesn't it? I don't think they do that. Like
it's not quick. And then all my jackets are still tight. I'm still fat up top. I'm skinnier on the bottom. My fucking calves are gigantic, and it is fucking awful. I am miserable. I'm not a happy camper.
You need to go to that place on Hollywood Boulevard. Is it three suits, five shirts, two shoes, $99?
Okay, and here's something, too. Because I'm old and stupid and fucking half blind now, I'm not kidding. I looked at one of my suits, which is a brand new fucking suit I bought when I got this job. My newest suit. You know how, for whatever reason, they sew fucking labels on the sleeve of suits? Like, right on the sleeve.
Why do they do it? Because you're just going to take it off.
Yeah, and you have to cut it off. All right, well, I cut it off, right. And I noticed, and I did this in Vegas, I'm sitting in my room, and I look at the sleeve, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's still, like, two of the threads sticking up. I fucking took scissors and cut the fucking suit. I cut the sleeve of my suit.
No.
Yes. I went to cut it. And I fucking, because I'm blind as shit and I didn't have my glasses on, I got my fucking sleeve of my suit. And I'm like, motherfuck.
Why do they do?
It's stupid.
Why do they sew the stupid label? I get why they sew the pocket shut. That's supposed to be so it looks nice and stays flat or whatever, right? Even though it's a pain in the ass, you got to cut the pockets open. But why they sew a fucking label onto the sleeve, I will never understand.
Yeah. It's stupid and annoying. And I had that going on. And then today, a thread came loose on one of my ties. Same thing. You would think dumbass who just cut the sleeve of his suit fucking earlier this week. I fucking cut my tie trying to cut this thread. I cut my fucking tie with a pair of scissors. I'm a fucking idiot. And I'm like, I can't afford this. Oh, God.
Like, ties? Marshall's place to go. You can always get cheap ties at Marshall's.
That's true. And I stain them. I'm a fucking slob on top of it.
I've never bought a tie anywhere else.
Yeah, I go to Ross. You know? I buy all my ties at Ross.
Yeah, or Ross or Marshall's or T-Max, any of the places. I'm not kidding. I don't think I've ever bought a retail price tie.
They're fucking expensive if you do. They're really expensive.
No, they are. The store's like $60. I go to Ross and or Marshall's and get them for $10.
Yeah, that's what I do too. But still, I don't want to be cut. Like, I have like 7 or 8 ties right now I rotate through, and I don't want to be buying new ties. I'm annoyed that I do this. And I stain them, and then I got to get new ones. I'm fucking an idiot. So,
yeah,
that is my biggest bitch that I am a fucking moron right now.
Quit cutting stuff. Ask other people to do it. Have your daughter do it.
Can you cut this for me? I can't see. I'm old. My son got back tonight.
My daughter the other day was back. Oh, cool. So they're done shooting?
Yeah, he's done and back here in Los Angeles as of today.
Well, that's cool. Well, good. I'm assuming it all went well.
Yeah, he just told me he was home, but I haven't talked to him. I imagine I'll see him here soon.
Yeah, maybe over the weekend.
Yeah. He told me some fucked up story that happened that I can't really talk about without blowing plot lines.
Right.
But it's pretty funny. We'll talk about it when it comes around.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's not like a stupid Stranger Things thing where they shoot it and it takes years to come out. Hopefully, at least this thing.
He already has a time soon on it. He said they're going to go into post-production, and they're thinking as early as February of having this on. That's the early date.
That's awesome. Yeah, because now it seems they seem like they shoot stuff, and then it takes a year and a half before it actually airs anymore for shows.
Dude, it was 2 years before they showed The Sun, the one that just ended that he was on.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
But there were problems with that.
But not with production. With production, everything went down. It was all them trying to haggle with fucking what's-his-face. Old James Bond face.
Politic.
Yeah, who didn't want to do it anymore, and they were trying to get him to do it, and then the network didn't, so it just ended up being a shit show. Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
That was a good show, too, when I watched it. It ended up having action and awesomeness. I think my dog is dead.
That's awesome.
My dog got sick. By the way, after the last pod.
Your dog is better now, you said? I saw that he was sick.
He ate sticks.
Oh, God.
And he had like a bellyache and he wouldn't eat and he was throwing up. He was trying to throw up sticks and finally he pooped him out and I was like, you fucking idiot. So yeah, he's fine now, which is scary.
He's too old to be eating sticks.
But you know what's
weird?
That's
like a puppy thing.
But what freaked me out about it is he's never, ever in his life chewed up anything in the house. Ever. He's never chewed up like a shoe. Every now and then he'll go get like my shirt or something and put it in his bed and like sleep with it, but he won't chew it up. He He does weird shit like that. No, he's not a chewer. So I've never seen him chew anything ever. And so I'm like, well, he didn't chew anything up. You know he doesn't do that. And sure as shit, for whatever reason, he ate some sticks.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that was not fun pooping that out.
Oh, I bet.
Ooh, God. Yeah, so he was sick and I was freaked out because he's 9 and he's barfing. I'm like, oh, shit, this is it, dude.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because German Shepherds get that, what is that, mega esophagus that your other one had? Yeah. Where...
And that's what they do. They start throwing up, and then that's the first sign. And the vet will run every test in the world except for the test for that before they run that one and tell you, oh, yeah, they got mega esophagus. You got to put them down.
Right.
Fuckers. Here's a weird story. Today I look at my Facebook feed, and I see my sister-in-law has posted a picture. And I'm like,
okay,
the fuck is wrong with her? And it's like, oh, this sweet guy bought 14 acres to save pit bulls. It's Ellis.
Oh, no way.
And I reply back, he's a massive douche, but I'm glad he's, you know, doing something good, which is cool that he's doing that. But that guy's a douche. And
so he bought his, like, own pit bull rescue?
Apparently. He always lived, before he moved here into town, he lived out in, like, Temecula, way the fuck out there. So
he was driving in to do the show every day?
Yeah. And then he moved to Beverly Hills because he thought he got fancy, and now I know he's divorced, so I don't know what happened there. So I'm assuming he moved way the fuck back out in the boonies. But, yeah, it was a picture of Ellis with a pit bull, and I'm like, she has no idea who that is. She still has no idea who it is because I didn't say anything. She's like, oh, be nice. And she thought, I'm sure, was being a dick because he has face tattoos and head tattoos all over him now. He looks like a fucking idiot.
Right. She didn't know you actually knew him.
Yeah. But I'm just like, she's such a dumbass. But yeah, it was Ellis. So he has a pit bull rescue, which is cool. I like pit bulls a lot. I think they're great dogs and they get a bad rap. But
do you think he has the that he'll do it right? Like,
I'm sure he has a girlfriend or someone around that's gonna do it. I don't see him.
But that's then what again, I mean, like,
maybe he's better with animals than people.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He always had dogs. He always brought his dog to work. Like, and it was like his homie. By the way, he had a great fucking story, dude. He moved to the United States from Australia, and he's been married like 3 times or whatever. And he was married or had a girlfriend or whatever it was. And they had a pug. And one day the girlfriend calls him or wife or whatever and says, the fucking pug's gone. A coyote took it.
Oh.
And he's like, what? And he didn't know what a coyote was because apparently they have dingoes in Australia. They don't have coyotes.
Right.
And he's like, what's a coyote? What the fuck is that? And she's like, a wild dog. And he's like, wild dogs eat people's dogs here. But the fucking dog got mowed down by a coyote. And apparently it laid in wait, waiting for him to come outside with the dog, with the girl. Like, it laid in the bushes. And it was daytime.
Did the dog get taken?
Yes. Right. They came out to let the dog go pee. And the fucking coyote jumped out of the bush, grabbed it, and ran away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would suck, huh?
Yep.
So.
But I've told you this before. I had an Australian band I was taking to a radio station. We get out of the car and a squirrel ran by and he freaked out. He's like, I've never seen one of those before.
Dude, they have every venomous creature in the world there. They don't know what the fuck a coyote or a squirrel is.
No, they don't. It makes sense, I guess. They don't have them. But
yeah.
It was just funny to see somebody get really kind of scared of a squirrel.
You know what's... It's creepy when a friendly squirrel comes up to you. You're like, what the fuck? Like, I don't trust you, you little rodent. Off. Yeah, you little rodent. Get away from me.
You're supposed to be scared
of me. Yes. And they're not, a lot of them.
Oh, especially on the CSUN campus. And this is where I was at. CSUN campus, they are big, unafraid squirrels because all the kids feed them.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely not afraid of people.
No, not at all.
I was almost had the most amazing midget moment of my life yesterday. I missed it.
No, where were you at?
I was at a burger place over here in West LA getting my lettuce wrap burger. And I'm walking out, and when I walk out, like 5 feet from the door, there's a group of people standing there talking in a circle, and I notice, hey, those aren't children. Two of those people are midgets.
Okay.
Cool. I like midgets. Midgets make me laugh. So, and the midgets both have their back to me. Okay, I'm walking, and the group is talking and talking, and I think they're deciding if they're going to come into this restaurant, if they're going to go somewhere else. And literally, I'm walking towards them. The group starts to come, and then one of the midgets, a midget lady, is talking to the group and turns around and is seriously like face to my crotch. It was so fucking close, dude. And I didn't laugh. I just like, oh, excuse me. I like, whoa, put my hand out to like block her head because it's your fucking. As she was turning, her face was about to fucking hit me right in this freaking right in the nuts. Which would have been so awesome. But I was like, hey, excuse me. I gave her proper warning, put my hand out to block her. Because that would have to be really fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
You walk into someone's crotch. Oh God, that would be bad. The humility. See, look, I've grown as a person.
I know, look at you.
I'm nicer, kinder, gentler. Oh, God. I'm melting hot right now. And by the way, what the fuck? I got back from Vegas and now it's hot as fuck here.
It's supposed to cool down over the weekend, and then next week they said Wednesday could be the hottest day we've had so far this summer.
Oh, shit.
So enjoy this weekend where it's going to be a little cooler because next week it's supposed to be hotter than hell again.
What's weird, Vegas was only 100 when I got there, which was not
Oh,
bad.
not
And
bad for
yeah.
Vegas in August.
When I left, it was 107, 108, and that was weird how much hotter that seemed. And fuck, man. It was so hot, especially sitting in the sun, that if the car is idling, the air conditioner doesn't really work. Like it's just blowing warm air. And there's times I was in the car for like an hour and a half, just sitting there running the engine, fucking melting. God, that was bad. And you're wearing a suit the whole
Some
time.
place was 119 today. I heard them say they broke a
Oh,
record.
fuck, that's hot.
Yeah, 119 is crazy.
Fuck. Like I always, the weird thing about Vegas is that you walk out at 7 o'clock in the morning and you're like, fuck, it's hot already. You know, it's
Yeah,
probably,
9-5.
yeah, it is. You're like, this is fucking crazy. It's going to be nuts here today. God, I fully expected to walk out and like turn around one day and just find three crackheads fucking sleeping in the limo.
Right, yeah, broke in there and homesteaded
And I
it.
figured too they'd break into it because, you know, limos have bars.
Right.
Let's get the bar. Fucking waiting
Yeah.
on that. Fucking crackheads.
That's ridiculous. When do you have to go back this year, or is that a once a year thing?
Twice a year. We don't, when we go back, it's February. So
Okay.
I'm cool with February because it is not 150.
Right, but maybe I was just thinking in the meantime you could try and find a place that has a someplace better.
I've already.
Start calling hotels.
I know what I've started doing is going Google Maps and looking from the satellite view of where I was, trying to find a adequate parking lot anywhere near there. There's
Right.
right across the street from me, there was a like a Marriott Residence Inn,
Okay.
which was really nice. And right next to it, they had a Gordon Biersch in the parking lot, and they had a Chipotle, and they had all this stuff right across the street. In fact, like a dumbass, I forgot my toothpaste and toothbrush. So I went to the office. They didn't have any at my dump hotel. So I walked to the convenience store in the corner, and they didn't sell them. They only sold snacks only. And
Okay.
then I went to the liquor store, which was around the corner, and they only sold liquor, only liquor. And so I go, fuck, you know what? The Marriott is nicer. Maybe it'll have a store. So I go in and I tell the girl, do you have a convenience store I could buy a couple things? And she goes, yeah, it's like literally it's like a phone booth. She goes, it's right here. And then she's like, what happened? I go, oh, I forgot my stuff. And she goes, what room are you in? And I said, I'm across the street in that shithole over there with the crackheads. And she laughed. And then she gave me everything I wanted.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And she even gave me lotion, which I didn't have. She's like, oh, take this and take this. She's gave me all that stuff. And they have a parking structure, though. And I don't know if I will work in a parking structure, but it's straight across the street. It's as convenient. And it's way, they have security. They have a parking structure. But I think they have a parking structure just in case the crackheads cross the street over into their
parking lot. Right. It's hard to believe that places in Vegas don't have oversized vehicle parking. You know what I mean? Like close by. You would think that a place like that would have a few spots for limos or an RV or a bus, you know, because bands used to come into town and stay and stuff.
I think the other side of the strip has all that. Like, I think on that side where like the Palms is, that side of the strip, you know, the other side of the freeway, there's a lot over there, but I can't go and I can't cross the strip. I've got to stay on the shit side by the convention center, which is fucking hell on earth. It's one step above Mexico. That's how bad it is.
Right.
God, what a shithole. We should wrap up because it's very late and we had technical difficulties and I got to post two shows.
Right.
Separate. But I probably won't post them until tomorrow because right now I got to iron clothes and go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed.
You have a good week, and I will talk to you next week. We will do this again. So till then, peace out, bitches.
Jack off.
Goodbye.